Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, live here, 570 KLIF, and on iHeartRadio. Just go to iHeart.com, put KLIF in, click enter, and guess what? You got us live. It works just like that. So, you know, a lot of us talk and we think in our mind, we have our perspective, right? That we think that purpose can just be a career, right? It's just a career. It's how I'm trying to find my purpose. But, you know, purpose can be a lot more than that. Purpose can be an entire mantra of life. It can be a concept. It can be something that you strive for on a second-to-second basis. And so recently, I was reading an article both in The Citizen and the Miami Herald about a lifetime journey to freedom. And so joining me this evening here on Perspectives to discuss how two men helped another man escape Cuba and come to freedom here on Perspectives right now. So joining me, I have Dave Slonwhite. Dave is a true humanitarian. And as he states, he's just an ordinary guy. I would probably have to argue that. You know, Dave is from Nova Scotia, Canada, and he's lived in Key West for 20 plus years. And, you know, the story starts with Dave because Dave was going down to Cuba. And he had the ability to go down there and to visit. And on one of his Cuban trips, he meets a gentleman by the name of Yasvani Perez. And this is where the story starts. Dave, how are you doing? Great to have you on Perspectives.
Nice to talk to you again, Ashley. Good to hear from you.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice, sweetheart. So tell me, there you are in Cuba. And tell our listeners how you were able to run into and put Yasvani on your radar.
Sure. Well, I'll give you a little perspective, no pun intended, but when I go to Cuba, I like to explore the country. So that means, you know, getting in a rented car at Havana Airport and taking off to various, you know, cities that I've heard about and that are pretty. And I happen to end up in one after going to Cuba several times, a beach town called Varadero. And it's just a spectacular, maybe one of the most pretty beaches on the planet. And as I pulled into town one day, as opposed to other cities in Cuba where, you know, you're a rarity. When you pull in a small town with your car, people come up to you and say, hey, do you need anything? Do you need a restaurant? Do you need a place to stay, et cetera, et cetera. In Varadero, it's more of a tourist town, and I couldn't find a small place to stay. And I saw a guy walking down the street, pulled over and said to my buddy, let's see if this guy speaks English. So I said, hey, pal, you go, yeah, what do you need? And that's how we met. And from that little conversation, we became friends. I've gone back to Cuba several times. I take him basic things that, you know, are hard to get in Cuba because it's tough life over there, you know, just shoes or...
So, Dave, you know, explain to our listeners, first off, I mean, I don't think a lot of people understand the severity. You know, we kind of think from our perspective, okay, there's these problems, there's those problems, okay, the kids might be playing in the street, oh, we got to stop that. Explain the fact that just having personal necessities like toothbrushes, shoes, things like that, like baseball bats for the kids and anything to play with is just so, you don't find that in Cuba, and most people don't have those items.
It's because the average wage in Cuba is $20 a month. And I'm going to repeat that, $20 a month. And that's what just about every single citizen of Cuba makes. It's a shame, but that's a fact.
So, okay, so $20 a month. So now I'd like to talk to Yasvani. Yasvani is joining us here as well, and he is also joining Dave and Mike at the same house to talk and to do this Perspectives Live. Yasvani, so you meet Dave for the first time. What are you thinking? I mean, do you have a thought that maybe this person could help you get out of Cuba, or are you just basically like, hey, this guy's a cool guy, and, you know, it's just nice to talk to somebody different?
Well, good night, Ashley.
Hey, good night. Great to have you on.
Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. It's good to hear your voice.
Hey, okay, cool. let me let me tell you about about David when he met me in Cuba. When I was in the Varadero in a tourist area, I met him. When he pulled. I'm sorry, my English is not very well.
That's okay. That's okay.
when he stopped the car. Sorry, I'm so excited. I reached to him and I asked him if he wants to. Sorry. If you want to stay in the house, I'm sorry. I am.
We know that you're bowled over with the happiness that you're here. And just a little small interjection. I got to actually meet all these guys and hang out in Key West over Independence Day. And you have to understand that Yosvani has not been in a free country ever. And so his Independence Day was spent that weekend, and it was awesome. And to see your smiles and to see you laugh was just so awesome, and it really gave me more of an understanding of what independence really truly means.
Ashley, this is Mike Graziano here. When I picked him up at the airport in Miami, he was so elated and thrilled to be free. He'd never driven a car before. He'd never had a telephone. I took him to a Walmart, and you should have seen his face. He stood in front of the hats and was like, "Look, there's hats." grocery store, and just he was amazed. It's like Christmas Day for this man every day, and it's actually it's an honor to be there for all his first. It's a rarity for him, like you said, being free, and he's just he's the most genuine person I've ever met. He's just amazing people.
So this joining me here live as well is Mike Graziano. Mike is involved with Dave Slonwhite in the process of helping Yosvani Perez escape Cuba. Okay, so y'all have met each other. You've gone there several times bringing items and what have you. So let's talk about at what point in time did y'all decide, heck, we got to do this. Let's make a move.
Well, I met him about 8 months ago. I went with Dave. I've been there several times with Dave. Been there myself probably 20 plus times by boat, by plane. So he introduced me to Fernando here, Yosvani, and he meets a lot of tourists, and his plight is to get the hell out of Cuba, and he tells people, "Hey, man, if I ever get out of here, would you extend your hand to me and help me?" And just about everybody says yes, but once they leave that country, they drop his number and they forget about him. And me as a man, he said to me one night, "If I ever get out of here, would you help me?" And I looked him in the eye, and I said yes. And you got to understand, these people have nothing. I mean, literally nothing. All he has is his word and his honor. Very genuine, a lot of morals, a lot of values. It's amazing that this man was homeless and didn't go 5 days in a row without eating. But again, as a man, I said to him, "Yeah, I'll help you out." Never thinking you'd hear from him. Well, lo and behold, Raul Castro changed the laws in Cuba to where these people could travel.
Right.
If they were invited to another country, they would get a work visa and they'd go over there and travel. Now, if they got there, they still had to give the government a few $100 a month to keep that visa, right? Well, Yosvani meets somebody from St. Lucia and says, "Hey, help me." And the guy says, "Yeah, pay me X amount of dollars. I'll take you over there, and I'll help you get free."
Okay, hold on. We have lost the feed a second real quick. We're sorry about that. So we're talking about the whole concept of being in a country where you have no freedom. Okay, now think about this too. So you have to think about the fact that, Yosvani, when I'm reading this article that's in both the Miami Herald and the Citizen, you have to think about the fact that, he's lost his family. I mean, he actually, it was very heroic what he's gone through. I mean, to think that, his brother was murdered, over his refusal to sell somebody pork rinds. His mother died of a broken heart following her, his brother's death. And his father was left brain damaged after being struck by a bicyclist, hitting his head on the pavement as he fell. And that's all left. That's the only thing left. I mean, except for, one brother and a handful of cousins, And so you have to think about the fact that at that point in time, he was like, "I'm willing to do anything to get out of Cuba." And a lot of people are willing to take any sort of raft or boat, no matter if it's handmade, to get over there. And they actually tried that. Him and some friends actually tried doing that, and over a long period of time, tried to build a boat and they basically hit it, and he would actually take watch on top of the building to make sure that the police and what have you didn't catch them. Are they back on right now? Okay, great. So, you know, so why don't we take a break real quick, and let's come back and at this next segment, and I'd like to discuss the actual leaving to St. Lucia, and then I'd also like to discuss from there how he got from there to St. John, as well as from St. John to the United States. So stay tuned. Keep us live here on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Keep us on 570 KLIF. Keep us on iHeartRadio. And guess what? You know it. I'll be back in two shakes.
150 miles per gallon. Feeling the wind in your hair. Smelling the roses at 30 miles per hour, never worrying about parking, lightweight, sturdy, and the feeling of freedom at your hands. Bringing the past into the future, Jake's Custom Motorbikes is now offering custom, unique, and affordable alternative transportation, like the Harleys and Indians of yesteryear. Brand new, lightweight, motorized bikes for under $3,000. Starting at $750, thejakebike.com offers made-for-you custom motorized bicycles, the newest craze in alternative, fuel-efficient transportation with style. Check out thejakebike.com to order yours today. That's thejakebike.com. Mention KLIF for a 10% discount on your custom motorized bike. Jake's Custom Motorbikes. Thejakebike.com.